This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, December 17th. God's word to you today is seed control. Our scripture reading is taken from Job 11, verses 13 to 18, from the Contemporary English Version, and it says, "Surrender your heart to God, turn to Him in prayer. Then you will be confident and fearless. Your troubles will go away, and your darkest night will be brighter than noon. Then you will rest safe and secure, filled with hope and emptied of worry." Yesterday, we looked at the woman of Shunem and how the fear of disappointment would have stopped her from receiving God's blessings for her. However, Elisha said to her, "Whether you believe it or not, whether you like it or not, you will have a boy next year." I pray that you will get to a place where God's blessings will overtake you. That is what it means to overtake. It means to catch up and get ahead of you. A place where you cannot dodge God's blessings. Where if you run as fast as you can, the blessings will catch up and overtake. If you return as fast as you can, the blessings will turn and overtake you. In Jesus' name, that is the place to be. God said, "Fear not to Mary, fear not to Joseph, fear not to the shepherds, and fear not to Zechariah." But he did not say, "Fear not to Herod," but he handled the fear anyway. The question is, how do we defeat these fears? Firstly, like Mary, I surrender my life completely to God every day. Luke 1 verse 38 says, "Mary said, I am the Lord's servant and I am willing to do whatever he wants." This is taken from the Living Bible. In other words, Mary was saying, "I am the Lord's servant and I'm willing to accept whatever God wants for my life." When you get to a point in your life where you can say, "I am willing to accept whatever God wants for my life," fear can have no place in your life. You become fearless when you're willing to accept whatever God wants for your life. It is whatever God wants, not whatever your parents want. If it is in God's will, or whatever your friend wants, if it is in God's will, or whatever your siblings want, if it is in God's will, and not even whatever you want, if it is in God's will. It is, "I am willing to accept whatever God wants," and this is a huge statement. Are you willing to accept whatever God wants? My pastoral journey started with my pastor telling me to go and start a church. How? I have not been to a Bible college, past 2 days in Bible college. How can these things be? But he insisted, "Go and start a church." So I wrestled with it, and I got to the point Mary got to, and I said to God, "I'm willing to accept whatever God wants for my life." At that point, I embraced it, and thank God I did. When I resigned from my previous place of pastoring and felt it was time to move on, one of the options before me was to go back to school and do a PhD. But I felt that God was saying, "Go back and start a church, God's favorite house." Honestly, it may not look like it, but I was scared. When I told someone I was scared, he said, "Pastor, how can you be scared? Do you even know what fear is?" I do, but I know how to handle it. That is the difference. Starting God's favorite house was going to be like starting from ground zero, but I flowed with God. And here we are today. If I had not started, you and I would not be here today. The point is, you will be glad you followed God. Let us pray. Father, I surrender my life completely to you. According to your word, I am confident and fearless, secure, filled with hope, and emptied of all worry. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.